Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. India has asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan. Addressing the air warriors at Air Force Station Bhuj this afternoon, he said, in today's times, any form of economic assistance to Pakistan is no less than terror financing. Mr. Singh commended the Indian Air Force for its swift and decisive action during Operation Sindoor, stating that it made all Indians proud, both at home and abroad. He said that it took just 23 minutes for the Air Force to dismantle terrorist infrastructure being harbored in Pakistan. He emphasized that the operation sent a strong message against terrorism and showcased India's military strength and preparedness. The defense minister said that in Operation Sindoor, the armed forces not only dominated the enemy but also succeeded in decimating them. Over 125 top leading trade leaders from across the country have decided to boycott all forms of trade and commercial engagement with Turkey and Azerbaijan, including travel and tourism. The decision was taken at a national conference of trade leaders convened by the Confederation of All India Traders in New Delhi today. In a statement, CAIT said the resolution comes in response to the recent stand taken by Turkey and Azerbaijan to extend full support to Pakistan at a time when India is facing a sensitive and critical national security situation. It said the Indian trading community views this as a betrayal, particularly considering the humanitarian and diplomatic support extended to both countries in the past by India during the crisis situation. Security forces have termed the recent anti-terror operations in Kulgam and Pulwama districts of Jammu and Kashmir as significant, resulting in the elimination of six terrorists. Addressing the media in Srinagar, Major General Dhananjay Joshi, GOC Victor Force, IGP Kashmir VK Virdi and IGP Operations CRPF Mitesh Kumar provided details of the 48-hour-long operations. IGP Birdi emphasized the importance of intensified counter-terror efforts following a recent incident in Pahalgam, adding that the operations were carried out without any collateral damage. Major General Joshi said actionable intelligence led to the neutralization of three terrorists in Shopian and three more in Tral, Pulwama. After facing an insurmountable defeat in the skies, Pakistan is now extending its delusional claims to the digital sphere. In an ironic course of events, Pakistan, whose Air Force wings were clawed down by the eagles of Indian air defense, is now calling itself the King of Skies. Various social media accounts are circulating an image of a UK newspaper, the Daily Telegraph, quoting Pakistani Air Force, the undisputed King of Skies. However, the reality is that the circulated image is AI-generated and no such article has been carried by the Daily Telegraph. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the people of Sikkim on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu wrote, "Sikkim is widely admired for its boundless natural beauty, rich cultural heritage and warmth of its people." The president added that the state has set remarkable examples of sustainable development, showcasing harmonious coexistence with nature as India's most environmentally conscious state. PM Modi said Sikkim is associated with serene beauty, rich cultural traditions and industrious people. Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi is on a four-day visit to Bihar to review the preparations for the upcoming assembly elections. Dr. Joshi arrived in Patna last evening. During his visit, he will assess the arrangements for voter facilities and amenities as well as the security measures in place for the elections. He will also review the first-level checking process of EVMs and the training of booth-level officers, booth-level agents and polling personnel. In a significant nationwide outreach effort, Tiranga Yatra is being held in various parts of the country to honor the courage and sacrifice of Indian armed forces following the successful Operation Sindoor in response to the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. In Tripura, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan participated in the Tiranga Yatra at Belonia, the district headquarters of South Tripura, today. Speaking to Akashvani, he emphasized India's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism, stating that terrorism will be eradicated. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.